With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. For more than a quarter century, the Bay Journal has been a respected voice reporting on the Chesapeake Bay restoration effort, funded in part through grants from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Then last spring, the Journal published stories about the Trump administration's proposed deep cuts to EPA and how they would damage the Bay cleanup. In response, a political appointee in the Trump administration abruptly announced that EPA's $325,000 annual payments to the Bay Journal would be terminated in the second year of a six-year contract. The appointee, John Conkus, said, quote, "The American people have major concerns with newspapers and the media," unquote. And so Conkus, a Republican campaign media consultant, saw no reason for EPA to keep funding the Bay Journal, according to a report by the Greenwire News Service. In a Senate committee hearing, Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat, grilled EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt about what appeared to be a politically motivated attack on the freedom of the press.
Public information about the Bay is very, very important, and the leading source of that is the Bay Journal. As I understand it, a decision was made to cut off the funding as early as February 1st.
It is under reconsideration, Senator, even in anticipation of this hearing. I think that was a decision that I learned of that decision after the fact, and I think it was probably a decision that should not have been made in the way it was. So it's under reconsideration already.
Following up on that statement, last week Pruitt's EPA announced that it is reinstating the grant to the Bay Journal. Carl Blankenship is the editor of the Bay Journal.
We're really happy that this is behind us and we can get back to doing what we've been doing for more than a quarter century, which is focusing on reporting and writing about the Chesapeake Bay.
The restoration of the journal's funds, however, do not resolve the larger issue of the Trump administration's proposed 90% cut to the EPA Chesapeake Bay program, which provides scientific analyses and coordination of state pollution control efforts. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said he and his colleagues should be able to derail the effort to strip funding from the Bay program.
We will stop it. We will stop it through the appropriations process. We recently reached a bipartisan budget agreement here in the Senate and in the House. The administration had very little to do with it, but that budget agreement provides funding levels that would be adequate to ensure that we have full funding for the Chesapeake Bay program, the $73 million EPA program.
Even with full funding, however, the Bay cleanup could fall apart if Trump's EPA administrator doesn't have the political will to impose financial penalties on Bay Region states that fail to meet pollution limits established by EPA in 2010, also called the Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. Here's Senator Van Hollen again.
There's no evidence that Scott Pruitt will take on the enforcement role that he really should in order to protect the Chesapeake Bay. He was a party to a lawsuit before he even became EPA administrator that would have undermined and undone Maryland's TMDL program. So he's clearly been hostile to that effort to clean up the Bay.
In other words, the recent progress in improving the Bay's health over the last 8 years could be undone by the Trump administration's inaction as much as by the budget acts. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.